Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that God is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. You know, today's message is America, without Jesus, you have no future. America, without Jesus, you have no future. You know, as you look around at the United States of America, what you can see that we are losing our American freedoms. Yes, we have given up our liberties for security. Yes, we have given up our liberties for security, but I'm here to tell you, without Jesus in this country, without Jesus in our schools, without Jesus back in our government, without Jesus back in our marriages, we have no future. And I'm sorry to say that our children will have no future unless we have Jesus back in this nation. Yes, America was the beacon of freedom. We were the beacon of light to the rest of the world because we had Jesus. You know, the freedom to make our own choices is a very important issue in our society. Every day, each of us choose to do the things that we do. Unless we are in a situation that we have been stripped of our freedoms, and then we must do as those who have control over us command us to do. This would be the case of those in prison or those who are enslaved by force who repressive societies. Yes, unless you have been born in a society where you have no choices, like North Korea, China, parts of the Middle East, unless you have been born in those kind of countries where you have no freedoms, and even in these circumstances, one still has freedom to make certain choices, although they may be limited. For example, one can choose as to what kind of attitude and response one would have to his or her oppressors. Those in prison can still experience freedom when they have Christ, because true freedom is the act of one's soul. And therefore, we each can make choices in our own souls and how we should respond in our situations. You know, other men or women cannot force us to think wrongly unless we choose to agree with them. We in America has become free as a nation because we had made choices, good choices. We chose to put Jesus first. We chose to put Jesus in our schools. We chose to have Jesus in our government. All you got to do is study our founding fathers, and I'm here to tell you that they always resorted back to the Word of God. They always resorted back to the Bible. You know, there are other circumstances that can limit our choices because of the authority that exists in the world. One of these would be the choice of school children that are limited to the authorities and decisions of there and the rules. This is also true of the military. Under the Uniform Code of Military Justice, they are under some certain controls and they're limited on their choices. There are just two of many circumstances that can limit one's own personal choice, however. You know, your personal choices rely between you and God. You know, but however, no matter what our choices are today, they are unlimitedly creating our future, because every choice that we make will either cause us to be blessed or cursed. The reason why America has been blessed because the choices of our founding fathers. They have been blessed because the choices of our military men and women. Those that have sacrificed their blood so you and I can be free. Yes, the reason why America has been blessed because of the blood that was sacrificed and the choice that Jesus Christ made. I'm here to tell you today, with Jesus, you have a future. If you are sitting and you're struggling with a bad economy or you're about to have foreclosed, or your wife or husband just left you and you feel like you have no future, I'm here to tell you, with Jesus, you do have a future. You do have a future. But without Jesus, America, you will have no future. Without Jesus, you will have no future whatsoever. You know, these consequences will be for our betterment or will work to destroy us. You know, we are responsible for our choices. Look around, America. Look where America has come. There's consequences to all our choices. And I'm here to tell you today, without Jesus, there is no future. You know, the Bible challenges us with this verse in Deuteronomy 30, verse 19. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. God says today, America, you had a choice to choose good or evil, but I'm here to tell you today that we have chosen evil. We have chosen Satan, and yes, we do have a choice, and I'm here to tell you there's also circumstances from our choices, and America, you have no future without Jesus, and your kids have no future without Jesus. You know, messages that are going forth in our society today, yes, they stress we have a right to choose, but they haven't balanced it with the message that there's consequences to our choices, especially in the area of lust and selfishness. You know, for instance, the movie industry, Hollywood, you know, they glamorize things that are actually bad for us. They glamorize things that are actually destructive. For an example, they glamorize smoking and drinking and adultery and fornication and gambling and abortion. And I can go on and on. They glamorize these out in the public, and we are being brainwashed by mainstream media. And I'm here to tell you there's consequences. There's consequences to our choices. You know, the things that they do not often hit upon are, for an example, they glamorize smoking, but they don't glamorize a loved one getting lung cancer and dying. Yes. They glamorize drinking is cool, but they don't glamorize a child being killed by a drunk driver. They glamorize adultery, but they don't glamorize a close friend being divorced because of the unfaithfulness of a mate. Yes. They glamorize gambling, but they don't glamorize a family that loses their home because of gambling addiction and gambling debts. Yes, they glamorize fornication, but they don't glamorize a teen who's infected with a venereal disease that she will have for life. And they glamorize abortion, but they don't glamorize a baby is aborted because of the lust and selfishness of its parents, leaving them struggling with guilt. I'm here to tell you, America, there is consequences to your actions. I'm here to tell you that the reason why this country is so messed up is because of the choices that we have made as an American people. We have made some really bad choices, and now we are reaping what we have sown. I'm here to tell you, without Jesus Christ in this country, we don't have a future. Once America had a future. Once we had a future to dream. Once we had a future to believe in Jesus, and we had a future to achieve. But what future do we have today, America? Look around. Our freedoms are being taken away. No, we have no future for our kids. We don't have a future at all. The only future that we have for this country is destruction, because we have taken the sovereign Jesus out of the nation. We have taken the sovereign Jesus out of our public schools, and we have taken sovereign Jesus out of our government. I'm here to tell you, Without Jesus, there is no future for you. Without Jesus, there is no future. So don't blame Jesus because America's all messed up. I'm here to tell you there's consequences for your actions, and the consequences come from one generation from another. There's consequences. There's consequences for your actions. But if you would put Jesus back in America, you would have a future. Your kids would have a future, and this country would have a future. You know, we face choices on a personal level daily. We make choices on what we shall eat. We can choose to eat healthy, or we can pig out on junk food. We make choices on whom we may vote for. We can take the time to pray and study the candidates' positions and vote accordingly, or we can refuse to vote. Yes. We make choices on whom we shall marry. This is a serious lifetime commitment and should never be gone into without God's guidance. Making this choice foolishly or based on emotion alone has brought much heartache to many people. Yes, we make choices on what occupation we should pursue. Those making this decision strictly based on need or money issues will regret not seeking God about the issue. God has gifted every person with certain talents to adapt to the jobs that are suited just for them at the right time in their lives. Should I return the money that was credited to my account by accident? That's a choice one might have to make. Remember the golden rule, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. When only God is watching, what kind of choices do we make? He's looking for people He can trust as He desires to use us in His work. You know, every day we make choices. Should I purchase an item on my credit card? Do I really need that item, or is it something I want even though I cannot afford it? You know, these are just some of the examples that we face on a daily basis. We have choices. We also face temptations that we must resist with the Word of God. The consequences of some choices are more deadly than others. When we rebel against God and choose our own way, we are choosing a path of destruction that will ultimately end in hell. Because of God's love and mercy to humanity, most of our choices do not have an immediate result. We are all given a time to repent and find the Lord in His ways. We may all get away from sinning for a while. However, in time we will reap what we have sown. America has no future because we have taken Jesus out of this nation. America has no future because we have taken Jesus out of this nation. 2 Peter 3:9 says, "The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance." God wants you to repent. I'm here to tell you today, if you accept Jesus as your personal Savior, you have a future. You have a future. Galatians 6:7 says, "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. Forever whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting." I'm here to tell you that with Jesus you have a future. But if you follow Satan, and if you follow the world, it might look like a future for a time, but in the end, there's no future for you at all. America, I'm here to tell you that you have no future. Yes, your kids have no future. And the reason why you don't have a future is because you have taken out of this society the very thing that made this country great. And that is Jesus Christ our Lord. America had a future because we had Jesus. But America now has no future because we have taken Jesus out of the church. We have taken Jesus out of our governments. And we have taken Jesus out of our families. Jeremiah 29:11 says it like this, "For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Did you know today that God wants to give you a future? Did you know today that God wants to bless you? America, we had a future because of Jesus, and it's not too late to repent and to cry out to God today. But God wants to give you a future, but I'm afraid today that many of our kids will not have a future because of the sins of the past generations. Because of the sins of the past generations. Because you have not stood up for truth. You have not put Jesus on the walls of your home. You have not put Jesus back in your society. You don't love Jesus. You want to follow Satan, so therefore your future is destruction. You have no future. You have no future. Many people are sick in their souls because they have not known the ways of the Lord and therefore have made wrong decisions. God wants to heal us in every area of our souls and bodies, as well as give us a new life in the Spirit to receive healing of our souls. However, we must understand it and why it needs to be healed and restored and renewed. Yes, the Greek word pronounced psuche is the word Bible writers use when talking about things of the natural man, which in English is called the soul. The soul of man is comprised of the mind, the will, and the emotion. Our emotional patterns tend to formulate our personalities. The soul or personality is formed through a person's reaction to the information the mind takes in. The way each person chooses to react to the things he hears, the things that happen to him, and the things he chooses to receive as truth causes each soul to become what he or she is. However, when a person is born again, he became a new creature in Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:17, Galatians 6:15, and the soul can be changed and renewed through the Holy Spirit. As Christians, we are to develop the attributes of Christ and become like Him, because much of our personalities are formed through our choices. And we have to make new choices to let go of the old nature and receive the new. Our new natures are formed by the truths from the Word of God. The healing of the soul, which is the cleansing process, take place as we learn to study the Word and develop a close fellowship with our Lord through prayer. Through prayer. I'm here to tell you today, the souls of America need help. The souls of America are sick. And you have no future. Your children have no future. And America has no future unless we put Jesus back and renew our souls. Yes. Jesus, help our souls. Yes, Jesus, help our souls. We might look upon human beings in this way. Each of us is a spirit who has a soul to live in the body. The will is how we exercise our freedoms of choice. God gave man this freedom when He created Adam. God will not violate our free will and make us do the right thing, nor will He make choices for us. We can choose His way, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ in Romans 8:22. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Or we can choose the way of self, which really is the devil's way, or the law of sin and death. There's only two ways. God's way, Jesus God, or the devil's way. What man thinks is his own way is really Satan's way and puts him under the authority of the enemy. If someone is not for God, he automatically is against him in Matthew 1:12-30. There is no possible way man can just do his own thing and think he is not making a choice. That choice is choosing Satan's way. Even no choice on man's part is a choice, because when we refuse to choose, others will make our choice for us. Satan causes men to follow him by encouraging empathy, laziness, and lack of responsibility. You know, today, a lot of you don't want to get involved, but the truth of the matter is, the church is going down, America's going down, Jesus is out of this nation, America, you have no future, and your kids have no future, but you can make a choice today. Some of you don't want to get involved, you want to stick your head in the sand, you don't want to make a choice, but still, just because you don't make a choice, that means Satan is making a choice for you. That means Satan is making a choice for your future, and therefore God holds you responsible. And I'm here to tell you today, God doesn't want you to put your head in the sand. He wants you to repent. And if you accept Jesus today and put Him back in your schools, if you put Him back in your governments, come on somebody, Jesus will give you a future. Jesus will give you a future. Though, you know, the mind is the intellect. With reasoning beings, the voice of the mind. If the mind remains unrenewed, not healed, it will continue to think carnal thoughts, having false information, and result in a flesh speaking and living. Yes, Romans 12:2 says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The emotions were designed by God to express His characteristics, which are placed in our spirit. When we become born again, those are the fruits written about in Galatians 5:22-23. And other places, if we do not yield to the renewal process, we continue to act like our old father, the devil. Come on, somebody. God wants to put a new nature in you. He wants to transform your soul. He wants to transform you. He wants to renew your soul. Romans 6:12 says, let not sin therefore reign in our mortal bodies, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. We are in a war. The Apostle Paul says, the things I want to do, I don't do. And the things I don't do, I want to do. But I'm here to tell you today that you have a choice. And today America had made a choice to follow Satan. And I'm here to tell you today, without Jesus, America, you have no future. I'm here to tell you, you have no future. Yes. Renewing the soul will cause negative habits and emotions to change. We need our soul to change. We need to change bad habits. The key to the change is faith. Through our wills, we must choose to change. However, it is only the work of the Holy Spirit who can actually bring permanent change in us. We cannot do it by ourselves. We choose to let go of the negative and allow the Holy Spirit to do the changing. But doubt and unbelief can keep a person from receiving this kind of healing as much as it does healing the body. The Christians must have a choice for God's way and against His own way. An absolute faith that the Holy Spirit will do His part to make the need to change us. We must have faith that God's going to do something for you today. America, if you would have faith that Jesus Christ could change this country once again, He would. He would. If we allow our bodies to be lazy and undisciplined, they will suffer the consequences. Bad physical habits can hinder God's work in us. The Holy Spirit wants to help us overcome these ungodly ways in our souls. And if we choose to be resentful, hateful, angry, unkind, discouraged, worried, fearful, impatient, lustful, and greedy, we will allow these things to rule in us instead of calling on the strength of Christ to help us to overcome the negative attitudes. Many habits and addictions of the soul and body can be broken with a 3-day fast. Certain desires or feelings of the body are perfect legitimate, such as hunger, sleep, and so forth. And through the 5 senses, the body is the receiver of information from the world around it. The senses were given to us by God to protect us. And under the direction of the Holy Spirit, they work perfectly to serve us. However, under Satan's influence, the self-will, the senses are perverted to fulfill the lust of the flesh, which can bring destruction. I'm here to tell you today, your senses are all messed up. I'm here to tell you today, the five senses that God gave you to protect you, you are using now to destroy yourself and to fulfill your lustful pleasures. America, you have no future without Jesus Christ. America, there is no future without Jesus. America, you have no future. You have no future. We must change our old habits. You know, every sinful habit in our lives gains its foothold through our thoughts and choices. We can gain victory over those habits by thinking God's thoughts. A person who feels unworthy and unacceptable can replace those negative feelings with the truth. And through Jesus, he or she has become worthy and acceptable. With Jesus Christ, America, you have a future. Go back to what your founding fathers did because you have a future. The process of conforming to the image of Jesus will be successful as we choose to replace negative thoughts with positive ones. The way to change the habit of negative thinking is to choose to change the negative thoughts for its opposite. The Bible calls the overcoming evil with good. Romans 12:19-21. For example, if a Christian finds himself ready to repeat some negative gossip about a brother or sister, he should choose to say something nice about that person instead. Very quickly, the habit of repeating negative things about other people will be broken. You know, the Lord wants to save us from tragedy. He wants to save us from sickness, fear, anxiety, and turmoil of the world. These things come upon us because of our bad choices and through ignorance. Or chains of iniquity. You know, America, we are choosing to follow Satan today. The invisible hand that guides us is not the invisible hand that once was Jesus, but now it's the invisible hand of Satan, and we are choosing no future. You have no future. Your kids have no future. Look at your kids. Say, son, daughter, I'm sorry. I want to apologize to you because I'm not giving you a future. Say that to them. You have no future. Yes. Instead, God wants us to walk in the Spirit of life so that we can have His love, joy, peace, and victory. In 2 Corinthians 7:1, over every trial and temptation, you know, you have no future, America. Your kids have no future unless you repent, unless you bring Jesus back in your life. Proverbs 24:14 says, know that wisdom is thus for your soul. If you find it, then there will be a future, and your hope will not be cut off. Proverbs 23:18 says, surely there's a future, and your hope will not be cut off. Surely you have a future in Jesus, and you have hope. Yes. Jeremiah 31:17, the Israelites wanted to go back to their land. There's a hope for your future, declares the Lord, and your children will return to their own territory. You know, the Lord wants to give you a future. Jesus wants to give you a future. America had a future because we followed the ways of the Lord. You have a future with Jesus Christ today. I'm here to tell you that Jesus will give you a future if you repent of your evil ways. But as long as you keep following your destructive path, you have no future. Only with Jesus you have a future in America. Without Jesus, there's no future for you. Without Jesus Christ back in this nation, you have no future. You know, our future is determined by all the choices that we are making today. And I'm here to tell you, what kind of choices are we making today, America? We're making bad choices. We're making terrible choices. Let us bring God back in this country into helping us make our decisions. In doing that, it will determine whether our future will be secure or we'll have God's blessing on it. I wish our politicians would go back before they make a decision and they would read and say, what does God have to say about this? What does the Bible have to say about this? I wish our military leaders, our school officials, our professors, come on somebody, would go back to the Bible before they make a decision that would affect the rest of this nation's course. Let us be as like Joshua, who declared, as for me and my house, I will serve the Lord. God promised Joshua good success if he obeyed the words of the Bible and chose to follow him. I'm here to tell you, you have a future. You have a success if you obey the words of God. And it don't matter what country you live in. It don't matter what race you are. It don't matter what situation that you're in. Come on, somebody. I'm here to tell you, with the Bible, with Jesus Christ, there's a future for you. I'm here to tell you today, drop what you're doing. Get out your Bible. Read your Bible today. You know, Joshua and his family was blessed because he made the right choice. And even though he went through many battles, God was with him. And Joshua was an overcomer. And I'm here to tell you today, if you accept Jesus, you are an overcomer. In Joshua 1:8, this book of the law shall not depart out of my mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, and thou shalt observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. You will have a successful future if you meditate on God's Word. You will be a successful nation. Come on, somebody. All you got to do is walk and look around the Capitol, and you can see that our founding fathers always resorted back to the Bible. And this is where the success of America came from. Joshua 24:14. Now therefore, fear the Lord and serve Him in sincerity and in truth. And put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. Serve the Lord. And if it seems evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve. Whether the gods of your fathers, serve that where on the other side of the land, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, I will serve the Lord, says Joshua 24:14. Which side do you want to be on? The side of Satan, where there's no future, or the side of Jesus? Of the side of Jesus. You know, 1 Timothy 6:19 says, storing up for themselves treasures of a good foundation for the future, so that they may take hold of that which is life indeed. I'm here to tell you today, Jesus Christ is the good foundation. Jesus Christ will give you a future. 2 Timothy 4:8 says, in the future there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award me in that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved His appearing. I'm here to tell you today, don't matter what situation you are today. You could be in prison. You could be in a oppressive society, hungry. It don't matter. You could be on your deathbed right now, but I'm here to tell you, in the future, there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness. I'm here to tell you, you might only have 1 or 2 days to live. It don't matter, but I'm here to tell you, in the future, you will have a crown of righteousness. In the future, come on, somebody, look up to heaven. Oh, come on, somebody, can you see the light shining down on you right now? You will have a crown of righteousness, which is the Lord, the righteous judge, and He will award you on that day. Come on, somebody. But He, not only me, but He will also award those loved and appearing. Come on, somebody. God loves you and He wants to give you a future. Do you love Jesus today? Do you love Jesus today? If you love Jesus today, He's going to give you a future. If you get on your knees and repent, America, He will once again give you a future. Come on, church, if you would start speaking about Jesus again, He would give you a future. Come on, marriage, if you start putting Jesus back in your marriage, you would have a future. If you would start putting Jesus back in your finances, you would have a future, America. You would have a future. Your kids would have a future. But I'm here to tell you, America, today you have no future. and your kids don't have a future. I'm here to tell you, you have no future, and your kids have no future because you have taken Jesus out. America without Jesus.